This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Well, we've kicked Gerald out. He's gone off to work. And we have the wonderful Andrew Swift in with us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Are you usually a morning person?
Apparently when I'm in Queensland, I am. It's amazing what an hour time difference will do.
Yeah.
So I've been in the state of Queensland since Friday, I think, Thursday, Friday, and every morning I'm awake super early just because my body clock's like, yeah, no, you should be up by now. I look at the clock, I'm like, it's too early, Andrew. Like,
yeah.
You can sleep in if you want.
I found one, so I didn't really do schoolies. I went straight to Coffs Harbour for the weekend, mm-hmm. and I was falling asleep on the couch every night by like 8 o'clock, and I'm like, it's all right, it's 8 o'clock, and I'm like, that's 7 o'clock your time, Tara. Yeah. This is pathetic. I'm like, you're supposed to be on schoolies.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, I know. Hey. All right, we're going to go to a few songs and we'll come back and have a chat.
Sure.
We'll be back after this. Welcome back to The Breakfast Show here on 98.9 FM. So Andrew Swift is in the building with me this morning. We've gotten rid of Gerald.
Yeah, I get to do some co-hosting.
Have you done much co-hosting?
To me, it just feels like a super long interview.
Yeah.
So, yes. I did co-host with a mate of mine down in Melbourne the other week as well. So, yeah.
What? How do you feel it's different other than it being a lot longer? You get nervous or?
No, not nervous at all. I mean, I just get to chat.
You sort of forget anyone's listening and you sort of have
which is dangerous.
Don't get too comfortable with that one.
Yeah, well, that's right.
What else have you been up to in the last
It's good to be back on the road.
Yeah.
Like it's because I'm from Melbourne and it was a long 12 months or so down there.
So I
breathed a sigh of relief when I crossed into the New South Wales border last weekend. And then when I hit the Queensland one, it was an even bigger sigh of relief. I was like, great, I'm here. I can do my shows. So it's, it's just good to be back on the road and performing to people again. I've missed it. It's what I love doing most.
You'll find Queensland is a lot more relaxed and wild at the same time at the moment because we don't have really many restrictions anymore.
No, yeah, I think even in Victoria, it's sort of starting to ease up again with the restrictions. I mean, we still have to wear masks in grocery stores and office works and funnings. But yeah, look, we still have some restrictions there, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's funny. You go into a different state and you got to check what do I have to do and what am I okay to do? So,
I found when we went into a 3-day lockdown up here, and then the week after we were having to wear masks everywhere.
Yeah.
I always would forget mine. I'd get out of the car and have to walk back cause everyone's going looking at you like you've killed someone.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, okay.
It's still
like my mask again.
3-day lockdown. We were calling it a long weekend for you guys.
Yeah, like, it was. We were cheering.
Everyone in Melbourne was watching everyone panic buy up here going, rookies, geez, come on. It's 3 days.
We had a storm last week, the week before, and the Jim Boomer where I'm from lost power.
Mm.
And I went, I think, the next day and Mum asked me to pick something up on the way home. I went to get butter and it's like they panic bought butter.
Yeah.
I'm like, we had one blackout. Power's back on. Chill out.
Yeah,
like,
relax,
you could not have gone through that much butter in one night.
Well, when we had a lockdown again the other week, it was a 5-day lockdown and I went to the grocery store. I was just trying to get some stuff to make a bolognese and there were no onions. And I noticed there were no potatoes either. I was like, what is happening?
Like, they're like, none
for
you.
You would have thought we'd learned by now. But I think there was still toilet paper. So,
yeah, I don't know. I still don't understand the whole toilet paper panic buying.
Me neither. I guess everyone was pooping themselves. So
yeah, apparently that's how that works.
Yeah.
We're going to get you to play one of many songs for us
this morning.
What are you going to kick us off with?
Well, I might start with Never Meant to Break Your Heart.
Awesome.
So, this was the first single off this new album I got coming out. And I've often said to people, you know, you may not know this about singer-songwriters, but, you know, we're terrible people. We get in relationships so that when they end up, we can feel miserable and write songs. But then I went and made the mistake of dating a singer-songwriter. And when we broke up, she went all Taylor Swift on me with her songwriting. So I thought I'd go all Andrew Swift in return.
Never
Bet your mama warned you about boys like me that steal your heart, then take their leave. It's not the man I'd intended to be. Guess your mama was right about boys like me. Don't think I didn't care. You did nothing wrong, I swear. Never meant to break your heart. Honey, I've had them blues. I didn't want to play that part. Yeah, I've worn them shoes. And I've walked a mile with my heart torn in two. That's something I'd never want to put you through. Never meant to break your heart. Never meant to break your heart. My daddy warned me about girls like you that fall too hard for that someone new. They'll move a whole lot faster than you do. Yeah, my daddy was right about girls like you. You were already dreaming about our kids. Well, I was still feeling that first kiss. Never meant to break your heart. Honey, I've had them blues. I didn't want to play that part. Yeah, I've worn them shoes. I've walked a mile with my heart torn in two. That's something I'd never want to put you through. Never meant to break your heart. I wish you well. I hope you find what it is you need with someone else. Never meant to break your heart. I never meant to break your heart. Honey, I've had them blues. I didn't want to play that part. Yeah, I've worn them shoes. Never meant to break your heart. I never meant to break your heart. I never meant to break your heart. I never meant to break your heart.
Oh, look at that. Even at 7:20 in the morning, you can blow us away.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Thank you. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to The Breakfast Show here on 98.9 FM. We have Andrew Swift in the building with us this morning.
Yeah.
Playing us some songs, having a chat.
Well, I was just saying how I'm probably not as bubbly as Jarrell is in the mornings.
I don't know. Lately, you've been beating him
Yeah, lately
he's
been tired.
You were just saying you don't drink coffee.
No, I don't. I don't like the taste of it. And whenever I say that, people go, are you even from Melbourne? Yeah, I don't like the taste.
Wow.
Yeah, and then people try and encourage me. They go, why don't you start drinking a mocha? So like, yeah, and then ease into it. I'm like, well, why am I trying to get addicted to coffee? I hear people complain all the time. They're addicted.
If you're not, I wouldn't go there. Yeah. It's very hard in this place not to be addicted to coffee because we have so many coffee shops around here and we're all constantly buying coffee.
Yeah. Well, look, I figure with the amount of money I save on not drinking coffee and not smoking cigarettes, two expensive things, I should be able to afford to get my car fixed today.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, hopefully it does add up. Like, do you think $5 at least for a coffee?
Yeah, you're
having two a day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've had to just start making them because I'm like, oh, this is a lot of money for a coffee.
How's that for a first world problem? I've had to start making them.
No, I actually prefer the taste of made coffee, like homemade coffee.
Homemade,
just
the
because
instant?
Yeah, like just because I find coffee shops are just too strong. And it's like, well, that's a lot for this time in the morning.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like they really, it's a real art form for a lot of people. I can make an instant coffee.
Yeah.
I used to make,
chuck it in, and a bit of water.
I even had a girlfriend once. She liked her coffee like in a French press. And so I learned how to do that.
That's
I've forgotten
fancy.
Now. But I was doing that, and every morning I'd make her a cuppa and leave it beside the bed as I went off to work, and so she could wake up to the smell of the fresh coffee. Because I could make coffee, I just don't drink it. I like the smell of it too, but I just not the taste. Weird.
That is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that's a little bit me.
Each to their own, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, Marshall just drinks ice water and that gets him going, and I don't understand.
No.
Do not understand it at all. What's your next song you're going to play for us?
Well, he's not here, and I know he's struggling a little. He's a bit tired, but he might be listening if he's not asleep in the car. He's not driving. So I'll dedicate this one to Jarrell. I'm going to play Runaway Train.
Runaway train on a dead end line. There's work on the tracks, but it's gonna take time. The engine's full of coal and burning bright, but the driver's passed out on moonshine. Ain't nobody gonna blow that whistle, no way, no how. Got lost in ruby lips and the way a skirt embraced her hips. I had that devil fire burning in my bones. Lord, have mercy on me and save my soul. Well, it got real when she got crazy. I got gone before she could take my name. I had that whiskey fire running through my veins. Ooh, three rocks, two fingers, and a crack shot aim. Runaway train on a dead end line. There's work on the tracks, but it's gonna take time. The engine's full of coal and burning bright, but the driver's passed out on moonshine. Ain't nobody gonna blow that whistle, no way, no how. Mama cried, daddy raged. Shotgun wedding couldn't make me stay. I had that engine fire burning red hot coals. Lord can help me, none can save my soul. Just around the bend, and when I pull the brakes, it's when the trouble starts again. Train on a dead end line. There's work on the tracks, but it's gonna take time. The engine's full of coal and burning bright, but the driver's passed out on moonshine. Ain't nobody gonna blow that whistle, no way, no how. Yeah, ain't nobody gonna blow that whistle, no way, no how.
I I've actually always wanted to hear that song live.
Well, there you go.
You were saying the other day when we were speaking to you that people have started adding their own little twist into it when you play it live.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the whole thing that started. It doesn't happen at every show, but sometimes when I'm playing that, people will go toot toot.
you missed me, Andrew. We're adding this in.
Yeah. So what happened was there was a lady who messaged me and she goes, "Andrew, I can't wait to see you play tomorrow night. The kids and I love your song Runaway Train. We always play it in the car. And when you say, 'Ain't nobody going to blow that whistle,' we go toot toot afterwards." And I was like, "Oh, that's cute." And I thought, "That's great," you know. But then autocorrect took over her next message.
Oh, such a dangerous thing, though.
So good. Because her next message said, "So if you hear anyone rooting in the audience tomorrow night, it's just me out of habit." And yeah.
Yeah.
I read that out at the show.
At least they're just tooting.
Yeah, so yeah. Now people toot. So, yeah.
Welcome back to The Breakfast Show here on 98.9 FM. We've got Andrew Swift in with us this morning.
Yeah.
He's playing us some awesome tunes, giving us our own little private concert in here.
Yeah.
For a Tuesday morning.
I feel like I was meant to be co-hosting, but I feel like I'm now just doing a little private concert for you.
Yeah.
We'll
just skip over that. we really appreciate you coming in, taking the time out.
Oh, my pleasure. It's great to be up in Brisbane. I mean, the humidity could bugger off.
Yeah, we didn't really give you the best weather for the sunshine state we call ourselves.
No, well, look, it's funny. I was out at Roma on the weekend for a festival and I had the worst hay fever I think I've ever had. It was really dry and there was something flowering, but it was stunning weather. Like, it was mid-30s every day.
Yeah.
And then I've come back to Brisbane and it's pouring rain, humid,
yeah.
But it's actually kind of nice because I don't have to take a hay fever tablet this morning.
I know, and at the moment you have to explain that you have allergies or hay fever. You're like, "Are you sick?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh."
I was at the gym in between, like just after lockdown, like when we could first go back to the gym in Melbourne. And I was drinking out of my water bottle and it went down the wrong pipe.
No.
And I started coughing and spluttering and everyone's turning and looking at me and I'm like, it's not COVID.
And because you're trying to breathe at the same time. Like,
I just can't drink.
It's a regular occurrence for me as well.
Yeah, but everybody just turns and looks, but yeah.
Or I'm that person that, like, even with my mask on, there'd be, like, a tiny little bit of fluff or something in the inside of my mouth mask that I've inhaled, and I'm like, it's horrible, horrible. Well, we really appreciate you coming in. We've got another song to play for us.
Yeah, time, and we might even have time for another one after. Oh, maybe. Let's see. I should probably play the new single, right?
I think so. So your new single, Head Full of Honey, is out now.
It is. The music video is on the way. I'm really excited about it. We shot that last week. It was a 14-hour day of shooting we got these filmmakers, and the song's all about having a crush on someone, and my love interest in the clip is like my teen celebrity crush. So I was absolutely stoked. I'm not going to say who it is, but it's a former
really
Neighbours star.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So here's Head Full of Honey. Seen your light in rooms up all over town, turning heads when you come around, and you don't know it yet, but darling, we got plans to make. There'll be nights, that's not the right words, we could take a drive in my old Kingswood. Hug the corner tight so you lean into my arms. Hey, baby, what you doing tonight? That's what I'd say if I was any good at seizing the day. But I got a head full of honey, a real bad case of love drunk playing hell on my heartbeat. Every time you get around me, I lose my breath. My palms start to sweat. If I could get my foot right out my mouth, I'd start making sense. I got a head full of honey. There'll be nights we paint the town red, and
We can spend watching reruns in bed. What you waiting for? And maybe we could start tonight. That's what I'd say if I was any good at seizing the day. I got a head full of honey, a real bad case of love drunk playing hell on my heartbeat. Every time you get around me, I lose my breath. My palms start to sweat. If I could get my food right out of my mouth, I'd start making sense. I got a head full of honey. Oh, yeah. A little smile, a little wave, a little hey, how you doing today? A little laugh, a little touch, a little spark that could lead to so much. I got a head full of honey, a real bad case of love drunk playing hell on my heartbeat. Every time you get around me, head full of honey. A real bad case of love drunk playing hell on my heartbeat. Every time you get around me, I lose my breath. My palms start to sweat. If I could get my food right out my mouth, I'd start making sense. I got a head full of honey. I got a head full of honey. A head full of honey. I got a head full of honey. Yeah. A head full of honey. I got a head. I got a head full of honey.
Huh. First time hearing that one live. Does you get a? I can imagine you'd get a good response from that one.
I've only been able to play it to a couple of people, like at a couple of shows so far.
Wow.
I haven't done many shows, so
yeah.
It's funny. There's a whole bunch of songs for this new album that I haven't been able to road test.
Ooh.
So it's a little nerve wracking because you really sort of road test them usually as you go and hope that people dig it, and you can work out which ones people like and which ones people don't like as much,
and which ones like. That could potentially be singles and stuff as well.
So it was just a whole lot of writing, recording, and let's hope that I, myself and the team can make the right judgment.
Please like it. I think that people forget how much touring does impact. Like, it's not just you guys are going and playing shows. It's all it helps the rest of your career as well. Like, it's testing songs and it's
I mean, it's testing songs. It's selling merch. It's you know, like, I mean, I sell most of my merch when I'm on the road, and you know, merch sales for me, it's something like a third of my income annually.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah. But I mean, I managed to upgrade the online store and stuff while I was in lockdown and still tick a little bit over. But yeah, look, there's a lot of things that, you know, not being able to tour does. And I mean, really, I've only been able to be doing music full time since I've been touring constantly. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of annoying that you sort of make it to that point that everyone wants that they can be doing it full time and then they're like, nope.
Yeah. For years I was playing covers in my local pub and people would, like, mates would go, what do you want out of your music, Swifty? I'm like, all I want to do is travel the country and play my own songs for a living. That's what I want to do. And I've been doing it for nearly 3 years now, but I mean, the last year's a write-off. But yeah, I've been pretty lucky to be doing it full time.
That's awesome. I think that's what every musician's goal is.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And hanging out and playing us some songs.
Oh, pleasure.
We really appreciate it and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks so much.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.